aid on the way. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Forces mobilizing to head to Turkey after Monday's powerful earthquakes, which has killed more than 12,000 people.
U.S. European Command right now is pre-positioning some assets to include medical supplies, water, relief supplies. In addition, the George H.W. Bush in the Mediterranean is moving toward Turkey to be in position.
Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder, rescue teams in Turkey and Syria continue to look for signs of life in the rubble. Turkey's President Erdogan visited some hard-hit areas as residents have criticized the government's efforts, saying rescuers were slow to arrive. 5 days after a train derailment at the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, people in East Palestine, Ohio, can safely return to their homes after toxic chemicals were released to prevent an explosion. Air quality testing showed levels returned to the way they were before the derailment.
All the cars have been cleared from the rails. Those cars, we'll be working on those over the next several weeks in preparing them to have them removed from the site.
Scott Deutsch with Norfolk Southern Railway. Testing on well water in the nearby Ohio River will continue. Tomorrow, lawmakers will be briefed on the Chinese spy balloon shot down off the Carolinas over the weekend.
The Pentagon reveals China's espionage program is run by the People's Liberation Army and based in the Hainan Island province, designed to gather intelligence on military capabilities. The Pentagon further clarifying they no longer have a domain awareness gap that led to NORAD missing multiple balloons during the Trump administration.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. Republicans had been critical of the delay in shooting down the balloon, but Pentagon officials had warned President Biden of the potential risks of taking it out in a populated area. A government spokesman in Japan says that country is exchanging information on Chinese spy balloons with the United States. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A new investigative report outlines a potential link between Russia's president and a downed airliner.
Investigators say there are strong indications Russian President Vladimir Putin had a direct role in deciding to send missiles to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine who shot down Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in 2014. Members of that joint investigation team, however, saying they had insufficient evidence to prosecute Putin or any other suspects, and that they suspended their 8.5-year inquiry into the downing, which killed all 298 people on board the Boeing 777 flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Los Angeles police say a driver who caused a crash that killed two people during a police chase last week was high on heroin and fentanyl. Oscar De La Cruz faces a murder charge in connection with the January 31st collision in the San Fernando Valley. A rumored combination of two streaming services won't be happening.
Discovery Plus will remain a standalone streaming service as Warner Brothers Discovery merges their streaming products. According to the Wall Street Journal, instead of combining HBO Max and Discovery Plus in their entirety, the new platform will feature HBO Max content and most Discovery Plus content, with Discovery Plus remaining available as a standalone option. The company has decided to keep the lower priced offering of Discovery Plus in the U.S. The decision to keep Discovery Plus is part of an effort to avoid risking losing a significant chunk of the app's 20 million subscribers who might not want to pay the higher price to access that content. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
CVS Health says it'll spend about $10.6 million to buy Oak Street Health, which runs clinics that specialize in treating Medicare Advantage patients. That follows a nearly $9 billion investment by Walgreens and rival Village MD's acquisitions of Summit Health City MD. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.